If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I am Gregor, hi, host of mornings here on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and the news. We're still doing the full 90 Soccer Time podcast, believe it or not. There's no soccer going on, but we find things to complain about, don't worry. Same terrible jokes, too. All right, here we are. Hope you had a weekend. I don't even say good weekend. I just hope that you can differentiate between the week and the weekend at this point. Everyone's been locked down so much. I had a friend who posted something really interesting that I wanted to go over. Just a lot of these dumb Facebook things that pops up. I was reading some posts for and against reopening the country and realized those wanting to reopen are being classified as selfish. However, aren't those that rely on all kinds of people to supply them while they cower in fear at home being selfish too? All right, hold on. There's two different points about this. One, I don't think people are cowering in fear. I think that they're taking the medical advice of scientists to stay away from each other so that way we don't overwhelm our healthcare system, right? If the hospitals can't function because we overfill them, then more people die unnecessarily. If we stay at home, then we limit our contact, and that happens. However, that being said, it goes on to talk about how, like, we sit in our houses and we still expect for the trash to be picked up, meaning that there's a few more people that have to come out and do their jobs. We expect for the shelves to be stocked at the grocery store. Those are people that have to come out and do their jobs. We expect that there's someone to ring us up at the grocery store, that they better have rice next time I go. Where's my toilet paper? All these things start to add up. And those are all people that have to do those jobs. Otherwise, we're kind of like left hanging. It's really interesting to be able to work from home and still have a job and everything like that. I could see it being very easy to forget, to lose sight of the fact that there's so many moving pieces that make it possible. Now, what I'm thinking is that in the future, the people that are essential to keep us going need to be reevaluated. To me, it does not feel like somebody, and it doesn't feel like, I don't know, a weed shop or something like that. Like, I get it, and don't get mad at me about the weed stores. I don't actually care that they're open or not, whatever. But the idea that the frontline worker that's making sure that we have food, that's a human necessity. Maybe in the future we figure out how to make sure these people are better taken care of. I've always been a person who grew up with a mom for a teacher who didn't get paid enough for putting in an insane hours, and you're like teaching the next generation to be great, right? I've always thought like teachers should be the highest paid. Doctors, teachers, everyone else, just kind of figure it out. I didn't understand that perspective of like the grocery store is the most important asset that we have right now. They could shut down hardware stores and make it so only contractors can get in or something like that. And I like might be mad about it, but like fine. It's really interesting. And it's more complex than that because people who run these industries can be like, no, it's important for this reason. Okay, I get it. It's just the people that are making the $15 to $25 an hour, have a lot harder time making the pieces move when they're forced to go in and put themselves in the risk of danger. And I just have mad respect for that. And I hope in the future we don't forget it. I assume we will, because I assume we're headed towards some sort of like global world war or something awful like that. Yeah? Okay. Here's some potato-related news for you. The headline from CNN.com, Belgians asked to eat twice the amount of frites during coronavirus pandemic. I didn't realize that Belgium, I guess I should have, is the Idaho of Europe. That's where they produce a ton of potatoes, and while we make them at home a lot and stuff, Belgians often get them at like a snack stand, or there's like special frite shops, a friteria. Is that what it's called? That would be awesome. And they're surplusing all these potatoes. They call frites, french fries. They're surplusing all of them, and they're running out of storage area because no one's buying them. So the Belgians are like, yo, hey, everybody at home, we're going to need you to eat some more potatoes. This sounds like a dream come true in my house. I think my wife's favorite food is potatoes, and then, of course, since her child eats her cooking, he loves potatoes. I love a potato. I had some this morning in a breakfast burrito. They were delicious. Belgium's got a good problem there. I mean, that and half the country is covered in crime, but anyway, LOL. All right, how are we looking at coronavirus on this Monday, huh? Is there any good news? Let's get some of the stats and then some more stuff here.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, 13,500 confirmed infections in Washington State, including one shy of 750 deaths. Sad stuff. You can expect some form of social distancing, which is actually physical distancing, to last through summertime, according to the White House. I mean, then again, the same White House speculated on whether or not we could just inject disinfectants to rid ourselves of COVID-19, which you can't. So who knows? But buckle up for a social distancing summer, which sounds like a way worse movie idea than Wet Hot American Summer. Okay. The USS Kidd, not named after the basketball great Jason Kidd, I checked, is headed back to Everett after a breakout of COVID-19 on board the destroyer is crippling the ship. Yikes. Some construction work will resume today across Washington as the governor lifts restrictions. Some construction work down the street from my house never stopped. Not sure how that works. A story at ComoNews.com says half the workers at a Wenatchee orchard have tested positive for coronavirus. Hey, remember over the weekend when you were too close together with other people and you're like, it's outside, we're fine. Yeah, tons of people are still getting it. Then you take it home and give it to everyone. And we're all battling quarantine together, right? Well, over the weekend, some white rapper kid got out his guitar, invited his friends, including Blink-182's Travis Barker, to cover some Nirvana songs. And boy, was I skeptical until he blew my freaking mind. Post Malone and friends played a 15-song set of my favorite Nirvana songs. We're talking kicking things off with Frances Farmer, We'll Have Her Revenge on Seattle, Breed, Lounge Act, and more. Like, if you're a snotty Nirvana fan, this set list bangs! You gotta check it out, 1077theend.com.
You just got news.
I want to take a second now to talk about a show that's on Disney or something. I'm watching it via stream, but it's The Clone Wars. It's that cartoon show, as my wife says, that I'm watching. Yeah, the Star Wars cartoon show. Fine. They did 7 seasons and then abruptly got cut off. It must have been because of that sale to Disney or something like that. Well, they've been thrown one final season and now we're 10 episodes in. And boy, did it start boring. Boring! Ugh. I was not a fan. I was like, why did I like this so much? But like every other time I've watched it, it starts a little slow for the kids, and then it works into some like serious stuff. A few things. You need to watch episodes 9 and on. There's 4 final episodes, 9, 10, 11, 12, because they are awesome. There's some characters in there that never were in the movies, or even were in the movies for just a second, and they're great. Ahsoka Tano is totally created in the cartoon world. And it's incredible. It really advances the story. It's way better than like the prequels or episode 9 or anything. Very cool. I won't spoil it for you because there's neat stuff that happens, but wow. If you're not watching Star Wars The Clone Wars, you're missing out. At least, again, episodes 9, 10, and 11, and 12. We're only on 10 now, so 11 comes out Friday, 12 the following week. Put that Disney Plus subscription that you got for $6 a month or whatever to good use here. They're releasing the whole Skywalker saga as well. on May the 4th, I guess, they're going to have all of them up. Is that right? I just saw the headline for it. Someone confirm that for me. All right, so I used to play this game called Star Wars Galaxies. Massively multiplayer online roleplay game, right? And, you know, you would do little tasks and get little money for it and then go do this and buy some armor and then pew, 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 get a ship, you know, that stuff. Then they, like, changed it and everything. Okay, so whatever. In this game, though, somebody, this is the first time I had seen it, because this is the first time the scope had been that big. This is back in 2005, 6 maybe. Somebody did some economics reports to show how credits worked within it and how, like, there was, like, a whole economy to this game. Because there's so many people, individuals, on there trading with one another and everything. And you could see how money moved around. At some point, someone hacked the banking system and stole a ton of credits. And it, like, destroyed the economy because it flooded it with all this money that wasn't supposed to be there. It was crazy. It's crazy. Someone, like, people did papers on it and stuff. It's nuts. Well, now there's a new game that is incorporating this. And I think it might be the most simple economics lesson on something that I never really understood.
Nerd talk, yeah!
Look, I thought the following was a joke until I saw it all over the video game internet today. Nintendo has slashed interest rates in the insanely popular game Animal Crossing. They're trying to encourage players to stop hoarding the game's money, called bells, using them to collect interest, and rather get out there and start spending it. Oh, so that's what that means! This might be the simplest yet most effective economics lesson ever! Thanks, Nintendo! Online piracy is running rampant during the shelter-in-place order that's surrounding our country and many others around the world. Pirates, and I guess they're parrots, can't go sailing right now, so they're ripping off movies, music, and software, says a study by London-based Muso. That's a different type of pirate, dummy. Ah. Seafaring ones are still swashbuckling. But as we're stuck at home, people are stealing a lot more from the digital world. Remember when you used to rent movies and stuff, and at the beginning it would be like, if you duplicate this, the FBI is gonna kill your family.
I remember.
And finally, haptic feedback. That's what makes your phone feel like you're actually clicking something. You ever turn off your phone and then you realize that that button doesn't do anything? Yeah, it's wild how good it is. Well, haptic feedback is being used to give back a sense of touch to amputees. How cool. Now, we're either going to end up with awesome robot-like Luke Skywalker hands or get wildly distracted when the porn world gets their paws on it. Hey, why not both? I mean, it's... Wait, no. Do not say the next joke.
Nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks for hanging out this morning and every morning or whenever you'll listen to this, the end of the show. Couldn't have done it without you listening. Thank you. Tell a friend. You missed out on the show this morning on 107.7 The End? You can catch the stuff I did, plus a little bit more and some opinions here. Okay, bye!
The end of the show.
Thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.